Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. I'm Lon Woodbury, an independent educational consultant located in North Idaho. All the interviews in this series can be found at strugglingteens.com. And it's there, along with 26 years of essays, visit reports, and press releases relating to the network of private, parent choice residential schools and programs working with teens and young people making poor decisions. Today is December 15th, 2015, and we're going to talk about emerging adults. My guest is Kathy Danaher. Good afternoon, or good morning. It's morning for me, Kathy. Good to have you here.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Now, Kathy is the director of the Brookwood Center, and that's with the Sonia Shankman Orthogenic School at the University of Chicago, more commonly known as the O School. That's a little bit easier to remember. So, is there hope for emerging adults? That's the question we're going to talk about. And would you define, Kathy, what you consider an emerging adult? Just what is that critter?
Sure. So emerging adults are usually around the age of 18 to 25. Really, it's a time in one's life when they are trying to figure out who they are and what they want out of their lives, out of work, out of school, and out of relationships.
Okay, so I think one part of this is the brain doesn't fully develop until about 25, so they're still adolescents. Some people say adolescence even goes up to 25 on that. Okay, so what's the problem? The question is there hope for them? Well, why wouldn't there be hope for them? What's the problem with emerging adults?
Well, a lot of times, emerging adults really still haven't defined who they are yet. And so they really are trying to figure out who it is they are and what they want. And so the problem is that a lot of times they struggle and they fail to take the steps that are necessary in order to try and figure out some of those things. It takes them a little bit longer to figure those things out. They're kind of in the middle of taking responsibility for themselves, but they still don't feel completely like an adult yet, so they still need support from those around them, but they want the independence that comes along with being an adult as well. So it's really a time where they're trying to figure out who it is they are and what they want and how much support they need and how much independence they want. So it's a very difficult time for some.
You know, back when I was a kid, there wasn't any such thing as an emerging adult. Some people might think in terms of failure to launch, because a lot of kids, they just can't get out of their parents' home, and that fits into the category. But when I was growing up and went to college, it was adolescence at 18, 21, depending on the year. Then they became adults. And a 21-year-old was considered an adult as much as a 45-year-old. So emerging adults is a fairly new designation, isn't it?
Yes, it absolutely is. There's a lot of research out there right now that's been going on with those, especially now that, you know, more people are going to college and getting degrees, and, you know, young adults are taking longer to become emerging adults. People are taking more time to get married and to have children, and, you know, people are getting married a little bit older and having children a little bit older. So it leaves a little bit of a different gap in the age range between graduation from high school and then moving on and having a family and a career. And so now there's this time frame in our lives that we've been looking at and kind of seeing what it is in between that moment where we finish high school and we move on and become independent. And so that age gap, usually around 18 to 25, is what we're calling emerging adults. And so a lot of that has to do with why there's this new term, new population, and the research that's been going on, kind of looking at this population and how to help this population move on into independence.
Okay, well, is this something, I guess, let's speculate a little bit. Is this a reduced maturity compared to previous generations, or is it a more complicated society, or what's going on with this particular age, 18 to 25?
Well, you know, research really is showing right now that it's a mixture of all of the above. It really is that, you know, there's obviously things have changed in society as a culture as a whole, the way that the evolution happens and the way that, you know, young adults end up becoming adults, it looks a little bit different than it did. And it's all of those factors combined, really, that have created kind of this open area of young people trying to really look and see what it looks like to become independent.
So, okay, I can understand that society is more complicated than that. Isn't there a tendency to, the term is what, maintain the adolescence longer so they don't have to take responsibility. That's one of the criticisms that's leveled at the kids, is that they're not maturing because we don't allow them to mature the way they used to. Is there anything to that, or what do you think about that?
Well, I do think that that's definitely a component of it, but I think it's like everything else. You know, it really depends on that emerging adult and kind of what their history is and what support systems they've had, or what support systems they have had, you know, have not had along the way, and in society, and, you know, just different cultural aspects and all of the above, different socioeconomic statuses, all of those things really play a factor in this evolution of what it looks like for emerging adults.
So what seems to be happening in the public eye, and particularly millennials, because that's about the same age, they talk about the failure to launch, and they're not growing up. I've heard something like up to 50% of these kids, young people this age, are still living in their parents' home. A variety of reasons, failure to launch, and that the image is they're sitting down in the basement playing video games and not getting out in life and not getting on with it. So what are the trends? What's happening and what should be happening?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think a lot of times emerging adults are really trying to figure it out. You know, they're afraid of parent and society-directed routines that they're normally having within school. And they're trying to decide what they want to do and where they want to go and who they want to be with. And they're trying to do all this before they have what some would call constraints of marriage and children and a career. And so I think really that there's this time frame that looks a little bit different. And I think that how this has happened has obviously been over time. Parents are trying more to help children, and sometimes when they're helping them, they're actually enabling them to become more dependent. And so sometimes those time frames look a little bit different. And so, like I said, there's just a lot of different factors that play into that.
Ah, that's right. The helicopter parent concept of where parents are constantly hovering over the kids on that. Well, when you originally talked about this, we were talking about trends. What's the hope for the future? So I guess let's try to answer a question. Is there hope for emerging adults?
Absolutely. I mean, with the right structure and with the right support, and with those who are working with emerging adults, you know, helping them to understand what it looks like to become independent, to make decisions, and to understand natural consequences, to weigh choices and to not be afraid to get out there and actually become independent and make those decisions. Absolutely, there's hope. With the right supports and with the right structure and motivation for change, there is definitely hope for emerging adults.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about what you do, the Brooke Whitted Center at the O School at the University of Chicago. Could you tell us a little bit about it? And the Brooke Whitted Center, I believe, which has just opened, is named after a prominent attorney in that area that worked with young people quite a bit. And you work with this population. So what does the Brooke Whitted Center do in the context of the whole O School?
Yeah. So the Brooke Whitted Center really is there to help to provide that structure and that support that we were just talking about for emerging adults. There's staff there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they provide clinical and transitional services, helping young adults become more aware of what their needs are, both their mental needs, cultural needs, educational needs, and helping them to reach their goals and providing that structure and support that they need to gain independence. So there's a team of professionals that are working with the participants on their own individualized goals and trying to help them get to the next phase of their life and really gain that independence that we were talking about earlier.
What kind of kids are at the Brooke Woodard Center?
The Brooke Woodard Center works with those who have mental health barriers or those who are on the autism spectrum. We work with those who are college capable, college bound, those who have graduated from high school, and really the next step in their lives is going to college and becoming independent. And so we're here to help provide that support, both for the school component of it as well as the social and the cultural aspects of what it looks like to become independent.
Okay, well, how, if somebody wanted to find out more about this whole topic, is there hope for emerging adults, or about the O-School or the Brooke Woodard Center, how would they get a hold of you?
They could call me at 773-420-2597, or they could email me at kdanihr@oschool.org. I'm available by phone and by email to answer any questions or provide more information for anybody who is looking for it.
Well, very good. And thank you, Kathy. We ran out of time, but this is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report. Been talking with Kathy Danaher, the director of the Brooke Woodard Center at the Sonia Shankman Orthogenic School at the University of Chicago, sometimes referred to as the O-School. And we've been talking about, is there hope for emerging adults? And she concludes, yes, there is, and she's doing her part to help some of the kids that have some special needs. Thank you very much, Kathy. This has been great talking to you.
Thank you very much.